get inside.
Humanity's rejects. I like that one.
If Hood wants to meet some of humanity's rejects, she should come out and hang in the studio for a while.
Yeah, she should come today and meet Simone.
She should get a whiff of him.
Who is that smell that's coming out of you today, Simone?
It smells like some kind of oil.
Chili oil. We use it to work on this quad.
Oh, well, couldn't you clean it off before you come on down here?
Well, we're working on having the water turned on in the building, but it hasn't happened yet. So for the moment, it's
kind of hard to watch.
Wait a minute. You've been living in this squat for how long now?
Just about 3 months.
And you mean to tell us that you haven't washed in all that time?
Of course not. A friend lets us use his apartment to shower, but it's kind of a hassle to get there. So I usually go out about once a week or for a special occasion.
Well, doesn't today constitute a special occasion?
Yeah, didn't you know that you were coming down here this morning?
It's only the radio. I mean, it's like anyone in the audience can smell me.
Now, we can smell you, Simone.
Yeah, have some compassion for the people around you, please.
I don't know. It sort of reminds me of the way Ma used to smell after she worked in the barnyard that we lived in back home.
You used to live in a barnyard and you stick your nose up in homesteaders?
He never lived in a barnyard. That's his feeble attempt at humor.
I don't know. He does make a lot of farm references, and it kind of makes me wonder.
Yeah, you're right, now that you mention it. You've been holding out, Miss Pete? Are you really a cowherder, a chicken plucker, a corn crudler, a pig porker?
Why did you grow up on a farm, Pete?
Well, I didn't exactly grow up on one, but I did live on my uncle's farm for a few years after my old man died and my ma sold the house.
Really?
Is that where you got your money to come to New York from to sell your father's house?
Yeah, I've been wondering what he's been living on.
Well, actually, Ma got half that money, and I spent a lot of what I got to go to college. I thought I had enough to get through grad school, too, but the way it looks, the little I have left will probably be gone as soon as I start paying a Manhattan rent.
If you start paying a Manhattan rent.
Wait, you mean you haven't found a place to live yet?
Nope. And looking's almost become a full-time job. I barely have time to go to school anymore.
Where have you been staying?
Well, I have an old girlfriend from South Carolina who lives up here now.
That doesn't sound so bad. But why do you want to leave?
Well, she kind of has a fiancé. But for the moment, he still thinks that I'm a cousin from out of town who's been sleeping on her couch every night.
Well, not anymore he doesn't.
Oh, man! Did that just go out over the radio?
Pete, you've been here for how long now? 3 months?
Yeah, he's been here for as long as Simone's been in that squat. 3 months?
Don't you know that everything that's said in the room between the hours of 6 and 10 a.m. gets heard by 3 million people?
Except when we're in a commercial.
Yeah, is it time for a commercial yet, or do we have to sit here and smell Simone some more?
No, we still have another few minutes.
God help us.
Don't worry, Pete. Maybe your friend's fiancé isn't listening.
Yeah, but maybe somebody else is, and maybe that somebody else is going to turn around and blackmail you now, Pete.
And why would anybody want to blackmail Pete? What could he possibly have that anybody would want?
He does have a nice hat.
Simone, I'm going to throw you the hell out of here if you make one more comment like that.
Pete, no offense, but should you be outside answering the phones or something? I mean, you're getting Simone here all worked up.
Really, the last thing we need is a Simone in heat.
Can you think of anything more frightening?
No, not really.
But Pete, why don't you come and live in our squat? I mean, the rent's only $75 a month.
Wait a minute, you pay rent to live in a squat?
Of course.
To who? You don't have a landlord, do you?
Well, no, but we all put $75 a month into a fund. We used to buy supplies and need to fix the building with.
Oh, so they pay rent to each other. Now, hey, that makes sense.
I tell you, $75 a month is almost too tempting to pass up.
Then come live with us, Pete. I'm on the board of directors, and I know I can get you in with no problem.
Oh, you have a board of directors, too.
Of course, you don't think we just let anyone move in, do you? I mean, you have to be carefully screened and approved.
Well, how difficult of a screening process could that be, Simone? I mean, they let you in. How could they be possibly justified turning anyone else away?
And they let him on the board of directors, no less.
Yeah. Hey, I was one of the founders. I helped open this building.
Oh, he was one of the founders. They have to let him live there.
Hey, listen to me. I bust my ass 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and everyone else who moves in has got me willing to work just as hard.
Well, that rules Pete out. He does nothing here for 4 hours a day, and he always complains about how hard we work him.
Simone, why do you do so much work in a building that isn't yours?
Yeah, I mean, you can work in that place for the next 10 years, and one day the city could decide that they want the building back, and you'll be out on the street with nothing.
They're not gonna get us out so easily, Karen.
Why? What are you gonna do, Simone? You're gonna take on the whole New York police force? You and your handful of screwball squatter friends?
Yeah, how many people actually live in your building, Simone?
Well, with Kitty and Laura, then now there's 12 of us.
You mean
12.
You got women in there, too?
All of a sudden, Pete's interested.
How many men and how many women are there?
I don't pay attention to those things.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that out of 12 people that you spend 10 hours a day developing body odor with, you can't tell which are the males and which are the females?
I don't care which are males and which are females. You know, I don't judge people that way.
You know, for a minute I didn't remember who we were talking to. Simone looks so masculinely hideous today, I almost forgot he used to be a member of the third sex.
Do you still want to be a woman, Simone, or have you given up on that thought forever?
No, I still want to be a woman, but for now I stopped taking the rocket shot because I need all the strength I have for the squat.
I don't know. This whole squat deal doesn't sound all that appealing. I think I'm going to stick to looking for a place of my own.
Are you still here, Pete?
Yeah, Pete, shouldn't you be outside doing something clerical? Isn't that why we have you around?
I'd love to know how many other graduate students have internships where they get to spend all of their time on the radio.
Hey, you know what I found out?
What?
I was talking to Pete off the air the other day, and he told me that his life's ambition is someday to host a radio show like this one.
Oh, no!
Yeah, he wants to be an on-air personality.
Don't you think he'd have to have a personality first?
Well, he is getting better.
Better than what?
Better than he was when he first came here.
No way! He was totally bland when he first came here, and he's still totally bland.
I don't know. I think he's picking something up, spending so much time around me.
You really do have a big ego, don't you?
Of course. You should know that by now.
You're never going to change, Pete. He's going to be exactly like he is today for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we make a little wager on that? I'll bet you that if Pete stays on as my intern, in a year's time, he'll be funny enough to host this show for an hour by himself.
Like a Pygmalion kind of thing.
Yeah, Pygmalion. In honor of the biggest pig we know.
Simone!
Are you up for it, Pete? Could you handle spending a year around me?
Yeah, why not?
See? You set him up to give you the perfect singer, and the best he can think of to come back to you with is...
Yeah, why not?
Oh, come on, he's just being respectful to his superiors.
Are you sure you want to make this bet?
Yeah, I just said I did, didn't I? What do you want to put up?
How about the loser has to go to bed with me?
Nobody is that much of a loser.
You'd be surprised.
Listen, you have to leave, and you have to leave fast, or I may throw up all over my microphone. 8:35, folks, 106.4 WZAC Morning Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.